This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And back there, a connoisseur of Broadway shows, the biggest Stranger Things fan in Atlanta, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. Our forces combined, we make up the greatest sports talk radio show from that starts at 6 a.m. in this city. There are a few people who try to be imposters, but they're not it. We are it. Good morning, everyone.
What up, man?
I love all the layers you put on that at 6 a.m.
Well, yeah, I'm not in competition with our own, right? It's a confidence, not an arrogance, about what I feel our show is. I'm not going to diminish what the rest of our roster is because we're all rolling. So we'll keep it that way. And I love all of our own, family, because we can fight, but we still love each other. And we're all in this together, you know.
Oh, I'm hearing High School Musical now.
I was just thinking, it's sad that it'd be sad to see the end of that Terry Fontenot cut, that drop. It's not an arrogance.
It's not an arrogance. Yeah. It's a confidence. That it's not sucks, an arrogance. Man. It's a confidence.
Somebody should tell Kurt that.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But
oh, yeah, you
I
do.
Was not prepared to go down that rabbit hole at 6:04.
Well, yeah, he put out a tweet the other day trying to call Terry Fontenot arrogant with the way he cut him, and I'm like, that's how lots of players in the NFL get cut. It's no good way to get cut. It's a phone call, and when you try to ham it up, yeah, it's not that call kind of call, man. We're gonna move a different direction. That there's people that don't play in the NFL that have been fired that way, in meetings or phone calls. It's just like how it goes. So, not an arrogance; it's a confidence.
Well, there is a lot of information. I mean, are you guys feeling the information overload yet? Every time I check Twitter or turn on the TV, there's something new breaking.
I don't know that it's information overload. I think this time of year you get opinion overload, where it's just an oversaturation of people, you know, of this is the issue with the Falcons or this isn't an issue with the Falcons, mm-hmm. and this is what went wrong, this is what went right, this is where – you know, they should have done this, should have done that. I don't know. Like, I don't need, you know, all the different kind of ways to align things. I just am more of like, I'm living in the moment and I'm mm-hmm. trying to see the bright side of everything going on with the organization right now. There is a massive amount of turnover in so many different areas. There's a realignment of the front office and everything else going on. And, you know, you add that to what I hope the future is for this team, although it seems a little bit murky right now. And, you just kind of move on from there. But, this just – it's that time of year mm-hmm. where the regular season just ended. Every single team that's not in the playoffs is doing all the exact same things, albeit not all of them had fired their coach. So it's just kind of the moment we live in, I think, at this point.
Well, let's get to those headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks lost to the Raptors last night, 118-100. They'll play again tomorrow night against the Pelicans. Speaking of the Hawks, Trae Young and his agents, and the Hawks are apparently working on a trade. The Wizards could potentially trade, could be a destination for Trae. We'll get a little bit deeper into that situation at 6:20 Ole Miss and quarterback Trinidad Chambliss have reportedly reached a deal for him to stay at Ole Miss next season. The top QB in the transfer portal, Brendan Sorsby, is transferring to Texas Tech. And of course, like you mentioned, Mike, got a lot of NFL coaching vacancies. The Raiders fired Pete Carroll. Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon. And the Falcons have apparently requested two interviews to fill the head coach role, Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, and according to Tom Pelissero and Adam, Adam Schefter is reporting that former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski is expected to speak with the Falcons, Giants, and Titans about their vacancies.
Before we get there, as far as the Falcons folks go, I'm curious, Bo, looking at this list of Pete Carroll, Kevin Stefanski, and Jonathan Gannon, any of those shock you more than the other ones? Any of those three surprising?
I kind of expected Pete Carroll midway through the season to get a second year, but considering he was handpicked by Tom Brady, according to many, and he, you know, he's been able to turn stuff around given time, a little bit on that. The reports were that the owner, the Bidwells, liked Jonathan Gannon. It's weird that you keep the GM who re-upped.
Was it Austin Fort?
Austin Fort, who, if I'm not mistaken, was the one that gave Kyler Murray that second contract, yeah. Which is Kyler. This is probably an analogy that is gonna be like a knife in people, but Kyler Murray and Trae Young are very similar to me in the fact that they had a playoff appearance there, which they got ousted in the first round. But they're guys that have big money contracts that you seemingly can't win with. And the future of that is kind of up in the air on Kyler Murray. And obviously, Allie just mentioned the Trae Young thing. It's just like, you don't know really. They're guys that seem like good players, but they don't help you win anything. And yeah. I'm surprised that Austin Fort. And do you remember how the Kyler Murray contract went down? They make it to the playoffs, and I think it's second, maybe his third year. Kingsbury was the coach. They're ousted, and then he basically stomped his feet and held his breath until they gave him a new contract. And now they're hamstrung with it. And that's different than Trey's, because Trey, I do feel like Trey earned his, but I'm not sure how Austin Fort is still there. Gannon was hamstrung by the quarterback, and he was injured often, and it just seems like a bad deal kind of all the way around. I'm not sure. I know Gannon was 15-39, but no, I mean, Stefanski, you knew kind of that one.
Stefanski had plenty of time.
Yeah, but he also was a two-time coach of the year and made the playoffs and won a playoff game, and the only coach to win a playoff game since they came back to Cleveland. Yeah. That said, his offenses were horrific, and he did get to pick some guys that ran it. So I know Stefanski is a guy that apparently is going to get a look here in Atlanta. I'm staying away from anyone that has the staunch that smell of Cleveland on them.
Yeah, the Pete Carroll thing. Somebody brought this up to me yesterday. Was asking me they were kind of surprised Pete Carroll got let go, and I guess I am, but I also think that he made the same mistakes that Raheem Morris made. You didn't get your offensive coordinator pick right. You never sorted out the quarterback position. You tried to run it back with Geno Smith, and that did not work out. And you really struggled in the run game throughout most of the season, even having Ashton Jeanty in the backfield. So, that one, I think the same thing that you're saying about Cleveland and Kevin Stefanski and the stench of that job is the same reason I will really be glued into what the Las Vegas Raiders attempt to do, because they have hired multiple coaches in the last five cycles that have that exact stench that you're talking about. They've hired Jack Del Rio. They've hired Josh McDaniels. They've hired Pete Carroll. They've hired guys that have been at other jobs and it has not worked out. So I'll be curious to see kind of what direction that they lend to. But I'm with you on the Kevin Stefanski thing. And it's not even really a Stefanski as much as I'm just looking for somebody that I feel like fits our personnel a little bit better, and I don't know that he does. They to me, Stansky and the offense that Zach Robinson wanted to run are kind of much in the same. You know, very pocket passer, quarterback oriented, and I just don't think that that's what we need as part of what we're trying to put together. And I think that you mentioned it, two-time coach of the year. A lot of that had to do with the defensive players that he was gifted with over the last few seasons. Well, and hopefully, you know, we don't go that route.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They give him credit for being able to make a run with Joe Flacco in at quarterback. And they made the playoffs with Joe Flacco at quarterback. Yeah, the defense is good. And the defense helped them, but the defense was good this year, and they couldn't do anything. And, you know, he did pick Dillon Gabriel and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and that didn't help him. I don't know what the deal is with the Shador thing. And they've won a few games with Shador at quarterback, and, like, last week they won the game against Cincinnati, and Shador completed like 9 passes in the game? I mean, offensively, they were pathetic, and defensively, they scored 2 touchdowns. So, I just don't want. I would like to. As crazy as it sounds, fans are going to be upset no matter where you go. If you get a new guy, they're going to be like, "Well, he doesn't have any experience." You get an old guy, they're going to say, "Well, he's a retread." But I would rather have a young, bright mind like a Kubiak who. Allie mentioned they've talked about who's been an offensive coordinator. This is his 3rd time as an offensive coordinator in the league. Once in 21 with the Vikings. Now, how much was he doing the play call? I don't know. I'd have to go back and really dive into that. But he was last year with the Saints and this year with Seattle. And this year with Seattle, they're converting almost 40% of 3rd downs. And they're in the top 10 in other categories that actually matter.
Yeah, he's easily number 1 on my list.
That's what I was wondering because I saw, you know, Anthony Weaver, obviously defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, and Clint Kubiak, he's on the offensive side. And yesterday you were saying you want an offensive guy.
Offensive guru. Let me walk that word back. That word's thrown on way too much. I just need somebody that can bring this offense into this century and do things where you move the pocket and rely on a quarterback's athleticism just a little bit more. And I said this yesterday, and we'll get into this throughout the show, but I'm trying to avoid the feeling of going to a name that I know, you know, the Gary Kubiak's kid and his brother's the OC in San Francisco. Same thing with the LaFleur, you know, conversation. The same thing with a Mike McCarthy who's sitting out there. I'm trying to open my mind to something else, but to me, either way, it has got to be an offensive guy. And I want an offensive guy that is young and lively and can bring this thing into this century. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, that's where that recruiting consulting company can come in. Like Bo was saying yesterday, they can present you some names that maybe you aren't as familiar with. Well, coming up, which of these head coaching spots is the most attractive? Is it Atlanta? We'll weigh it out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.